Hey, welcome to We're All Friends Here.
Oh, great show. Good to have us.
Who are you?
My name's Mark Norman.
I'm Matt Ruby. We're on the L train in Brooklyn.
I'm Ross Heiser.
Hey, and we're just going to intro the segments real quick so you know what's going on. This is our show at the Creek in the Cave. It's hot. There's a buzz, Mark.
Hot show. Buzz around town.
Big buzz. And we wanted to capture that three-dimensional buzz in a two-dimensional medium for you, which is kind of like, how would you put it, Mark?
It's a therapy session with the N-word.
Helio. Jeez. I'm trying to ease them into it.
Sorry.
All right. Well, so we're going to start off by talking about balls.
From the show.
We're going to talk about balls, manscaping, various techniques, and we'll see where it goes from there. So this is Mark and myself talking about balls that we're all friends here at the Creek in the Cave. Shazam.
But you shave your balls, right? We talked about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I manscaping, right? Is that what we call it? Like, I trim with a pair of clippers, and I fear that that injury is upon me at some point. Like a
buzzer? Like a...
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. That's dangerous.
Well, like, what's the right way to shave your balls?
Venus. You gotta use a Venus. It's the only thing with the protection.
Is that so?
I go all the way.
So you shave with lather, you shave it all down to nothing, like you're a 12-year-old boy.
Exactly.
And the ladies like that.
You know, I don't know if they like it, but it looks good in the mirror.
You like it.
I have a mirror at my house that I stand above, naked, and I just look down at it. That's a sight, my friend.
I would just like to see you standing on it. What's the other popular ways to shave? Do people here use lather? Do they do the Mark technique? Anyone? You, sir? How about you? Maintenance, Skona?
Trim.
Trim? What? Which way? With the clippers? With the scissors? With the razor?
The clippers and sometimes the razor.
You hybrid.
Yeah. I do a little bit of,
Wow. Modern man. Modern man.
Nice balls. You look like you would have amazing balls.
Now, how can you tell that? Is it from the hair? No, he seems very suave. I just wonder if it's like, is it a hair-balls relationship? Or?
No, I mean just balls in general. Like not a wrinkle.
Just smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah, you seem to be really, so perfectly shaven with completely smooth balls. That's the way you like them.
Well, have you ever seen a porn where a guy's having sex with a girl and he looks like he has one big ball? Have you seen that? That's what you would have, I imagine. This one, not in a bad way, but I think that's the ideal sack, that one big ball.
Who could ask for anything more? Really?
All right, so that was us talking about balls.
Sure.
And, you know, let's just move on. We got our first comic. He does a set.
That was some real Louis XIV stuff going on there.
You know how we do it. I don't even know what that meant.
But we try to keep it Shakespearean.
He's so elitist, though.
Louis XIV was a great ballscaper. Everybody knows that.
Oh, really?
He invented ballscaping.
Is this true?
Sure.
That guy was on top of a lot of things.
Yeah,
including his mistress.
What the fuck happened? I just wanted to intro the segments, and it turned into this?
It turned into a fucking Benny... Benny Youngman show. Youngman.
Send your emails...
Henny Hill?
Send your emails...
Thank you.
What did you say?
Saying Benny Youngman. And then I just...
Benny Youngman. I love Henny Hill. He's one of my favorites.
Henny Hill.
The mobster, you know, Goodfellas was based on it. Anyway.
Henry Hill.
Close enough.
Ray Liotta. Terrible skin on that guy.
He's one of those people who I feel was replaced by an imposter somewhere in the late 80s. I also feel this way about George Foreman. That's not the same person who was fighting Muhammad Ali. That's not the same
movie.
The members of Aerosmith. That's not the same people who made Toys in the Attic. Singing Diane Warren songs. That's not the same.
Paul Abdul.
Paul
Abdul as well.
American Idol.
Ooh, the drugs took a toll on her.
And dance music creator.
Well said.
The drugs did a number on her, I gotta say. How many prescriptions is she on? That's a cocktail right there.
Oh, yeah.
Who else? I had another one. Jay Leno. Jay Leno. That's not the same human being from 20 years ago.
The Wax Museum.
Yeah, exactly. Emotionally. It's all about...
Bangarang.
All right. So coming up first, Sean...
Ronald Reagan, he's dead now. Different person. Different person.
He's dead? I can't go on.
Sean Patton is the first person we talked to.
Great comic. And from New Orleans, funniest guy, making a big scene in New York.
He's hot. And we're not doing the sets, but this is us talking to Sean. I believe we're talking about masturbating with olive oil.
Yeah, that's his thing.
And we'll take it from there. So here's Sean Patton.
Listen up.
A lot of people get grossed out by it, but it's like you eat olive oil. Like
it seems like it'd be too.
Exactly.
What's wrong with fucking rubbing all over your dick? It doesn't. There's no negative effect.
But it seems like it would be too slick, almost.
Well, you just got to. I mean, I made that mistake when I first started doing it, just like a handful, and just all over the place. You need just a little spot, and you don't need to re-lube. You don't need to re-spit. Don't need to just. One little dot and you're good. And I jerk off for like I don't. When I was a kid, it was like three or four, five minute. Now in my older age, I want that good 40-minute block.
So you do the I'm almost there stop.
Oh no, I like to work myself up, get to
the roller coaster.
I think it's good you use the olive oil for like many things.
Do you want to know the origin of the olive oil?
Yeah, please.
My friend is a rich kid. He has a playroom in high school. When I slept over there, I stayed in the playroom where he had a foosball table where he kept a bottle of Pam, a spray can of Pam to keep the foosball things loose. And I would watch porno and use Pam. And straight up, the reason I quit using Pam was for the environment.
You caused the whole ozone.
I was like,
single,
come on. I
jerk
off. Because I didn't just jerk off there. When I'd go home, I'd use Pam. And then I was like, what? I think it helped. So I'm just going to get it straight from the bottle.
A lot of aerosol going on there.
Yeah. Way to open up. Yeah. We're all friends.
It's a safe place.
All right. So that was Sean Patton.
Woo, funny stuff.
Wow. Opening up. I think we all admired how Sean kind of, you know, played along with, you know, it's a safe place. We're all friends here.
We're all friends here, exactly.
You know, exactly. Coming up next, we've got a very funny man. I thought he was a great interview. I was really impressed. Tom McCaffrey.
Oh, geez. Can't say enough.
You know, talking about Adrian Brody, talking about... receding hair, hypothetically, what that would be like having it, and I don't know. I was blown. I like had the crowd in stitches.
Oh yeah, very relatable stuff. Relatable stuff.
Like you know what it's like to go to high school with Adrian Brody.
Exactly.
Who doesn't? But good stuff. So let's do it.
I went to high school with Adrian Brody. Yeah, that's like kind of my big like. Well, not. It's not. But it's like my big story. I throw out to everyone basically.
How was he?
Yeah.
Big nose.
I just knew him.
A hydraulic lighter.
Was he that stylish then?
No, he was kind of... it's weird. Now whenever I see him, he's always on the cover of magazines. He's like this.
Yeah.
With like some amazing... Like he always has like weird hair.
It's tough to do in 10th grade.
Yeah, it was tough. He tried though. Annie Leibovitz came by to take his yearbook photo. There's a story. Basically, like I went to this arts high school in Manhattan, performing arts high school, and I knew all these dudes who were like graffiti writer dudes, and Adrian Brody was like this dude who, first of all, whenever I see Adrian Brody in interviews, he's always trying to come off as some really tough, cool New York City kid. Like I saw him on the Tonight Show, and he was like, and my friends who were graffiti writers, like they hated him, like they thought he was really annoying. But whenever I saw Adrian Brody on the Tonight Show, and he was like, yeah, I hung out with these graffiti writers when I was a kid, yeah. So anyway, one night we were all in like Central Park, and we were with Adrian Brody, and these guys tried to jump us, and then they like. Adrian Brody had like broken his leg and he had a cane and the guy grabbed Adrian Brody's cane and started hitting him with it. And we all ran. We all just ran away. Well, dude, there was like 20 dudes. There was like a lot of, it was like five of us. And Adrian Brody had like broken, I guess that's why he was behind. He was like in the back. And then, and then he came out and he was like really like, he was like, hey, what happened? We were like, oh, sorry. We took off because the guys were, you looked like you had it handled.
Wow.
And then another guy got beaten up. Actually, there was another guy with us who actually got caught by them and like kind of got beaten up. So we took him to the hospital. And then we were at the hospital with, and Adrian Brody was there. And my friends, Adrian Brody like fell asleep in the waiting room. My friends were like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if we left Adrian just sleep in the waiting room? So like, we just left him. Like, we thought that'd be really funny. And then I saw him on Monday, and he was like, you guys left me, man. What the fuck? And we were like, oh no, we thought you left. Like, we made some bullshit excuse, you know, he believed it. And, but the funny part is that he became famous and rich, and we did it. So that's the funny part of the story. I'm still friends with those guys who are losers. But the Academy Award guy I left in the waiting room. I thought it'd be funny. And now here I am. But Adrian Brody tells this story all the time on Letterman. Oh no, I know where this is going.
Well, I should say that I bumped into you on Second Ave, and
he's gonna make some, wait.
I bumped into you, and you know, we don't know each other that well, and I was kinda nervous, and I said, boy, your hair looks good. And you literally just looked at me and walked away.
No, I didn't.
Because I was.
He's very sensitive. That story, like, totally was not. Yeah, like, first of all, if someone just said that to you, you didn't know your hair looks good. Like, what would you do? Like, oh, hello. Yes. Okay. That's the weirdest. No. What happened was I saw you at a show, and I don't even think I'd met you. I think I maybe met you for like 1 second, and you were like, hey, let me ask you a question, because you know about this. I was like, oh, this is already, I know this is going to be awesome. Like, there's no way it's going to be like, hey, so you have a huge cock. Like, what's that, you know what I mean? It's just going to be
him,
like,
that's what it would be.
Yeah, yeah, probably. But so he was like, yeah, well, like, how are you dealing with your hairline receding?
Well, we're both.
I was like, what are you talking about? Like, what? And I was just like, even if that's true, like, I mean, like, let me be in denial about it. Like, how do you know I've, like, accepted it? Okay. Like, and I mean, yeah, my hair, like, but it's not like I'm, like, completely bald. Like, I'm, like, losing my hair a little bit, like, slightly.
Right here, dude, I'm with you.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? You're not, like, but people, like, if you're losing your hair at all, especially bald people, they want to drag you in. Not that that's what you were doing, but I know completely bald people. They'll be like, oh, yeah. Like, one time someone was, like, made a comment about something, and the bald guy was like, yeah, single out me and Tom, the bald guys. And I was like, what are you talking? I was like, dude, and this guy was bald. Like, he was, like, Dick Van Patten bald. I was like... Like, he didn't have any, he was done. It was over. I was like, dude, why? I'm not on your fucking level of like. But you know what I mean? It's just like, I'm still in the fight. Like, I'm still like there. Like, you're done. Don't try and pretend like I'm bald. They just want more bald people. They don't want to be the only one who's fucking bald. That's the fucking thing.
Oh, jeez.
All right. So that was Tom McCaffrey. I think we ended with Dick Van Patten. That was.
Oh, yeah.
That might have been the line of the night. He might have had it right
what
there.
What a reference.
All right. Now, coming up next, we had our black performer, which was, you know, I thought it went really well. I was a little bit nervous at times because we're like two white dudes. We're supposed to not talk about race at all. But you know what? This is a safe place.
Same place, and African Americans are welcome.
You said that as if you didn't actually mean. The pause was almost suspicious.
Well, you know, that's
you're trying so hard. It's like when someone insists that you're your friend. They're your friend, you know.
Right.
No,
right.
Trust me, I'm your friend.
You should have followed that up with, for real, I have no problem with African Americans.
Hey, I watch BET.
Honestly, listen. I've seen Big Mama's House, all right, many times.
Yeah, I PA'd on Soul Plane.
I just like hearing you say PA'd. all right, so I think we're going to talk to Baron here about penis size.
Yes.
And about, you know, some of the common...
stereotypical...
You know, black men, penis size. What's it... what's going on there? Let's hear from Baron. What's up with that?
Sounds good.
And how about penis size? That
oh,
that
boy.
Is that penis inaccurate size? Is a stereotype, you think?
Now, evolution-wise, the reason that black men have bigger penises in general is because black women in general have larger rears and hips. And, double realization, like they had never seen it. They went, like they'd never been to the DMV or something. yeah, make the noise like that. Generally, and also, the natural position to have sex is not missionary. It's from behind.
Really? That's so true. Well, how do you define natural?
That's evolution-wise, like, the way that animals do it is the way we're supposed to do it. You know, don't look at me. It's really the way it's supposed to be. Missionary is all about Jesus.
Can they? Like, can animals fuck in different positions like you?
Well, you know, rats actually fuck in missionary.
Really?
Apparently.
Ah.
Like, you know, there's lube.
Olive oil.
There's rat music. There's olive oil. Actually, a friend of mine, an old roommate of mine, had a pretty bad... not psoriasis, but some skin disease that she got every now and then. That and olive oil was a big thing. Oh, she kept it in the shower, and every now and then she'd rub it on herself.
Oh, that callback.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I knew that was true. Anyway, back to doggy style.
Right.
It's more human style. Oh, I come down to it because we were around first. If you believe the Old Testament. But, yeah, I mean, like, so black women generally have bigger rears, and from behind is more natural, so black male penis is longer because you have to get through that jungle. You gotta get through the buffer zone.
I think you're right, because when I'm doing doggy, there's a part of me that's going, this feels right.
You're an animal. You're a human being.
Only a part, though.
Only a part.
What's the rest of it's just like, sushi sounds great. Yeah. Like after this.
Right.
Doggies.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's generally, but you know, like, most people don't do it like that anymore, and white women have been doing this thing lately called eating. So a lot of them have really fantastic asses.
That's true.
And hips. And even Asian women.
Yes.
Yeah. Racist as that
like
sounds.
I feel like Asian women?
I feel like I see so many more Asian women with
big
like
booted Asian women
big
taking
booties.
Off.
It's crazy. I feel like this winter, I feel like this town has actually put on 200,000 pounds in cleavage alone.
Yeah.
In cleavage alone.
I know.
Like you saw it the last week. Yeah, time. Exactly.
Wow, Baron Vaughn.
Woo!
Hot up-and-coming comic.
Yeah, yeah, and nice guy to take all that abuse racially.
That was not abuse. We were being curious. You know what? It's abusive if you don't talk about this stuff.
Good point.
That's well said. If you're not willing to be open. We're willing to be open. Don't hate us because we're honest.
You're right. We're saying what everyone's thinking.
We're asking the questions that people want to ask but don't.
And that's the point of the show.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Safe place.
We're all friends here.
All right. Closing out the show, a guy who we're both really... We're...
huge fans.
Can I say we're turned on by him?
If I was gay, he'd be my go-to.
You know? And as we're about to learn, he can... He's flexible.
Oh, boy.
I'm gonna let him explain. So here is Brent Sullivan.
Hell of a guy.
Are you a top or a bottom?
It's a good question. Have you heard of versatile? Versatile is when someone is so talented in the bedroom, they can manage to do both top and bottom. Although, to be realistic, I'm actually pretty shitty at both, so I guess I should be honest.
Right.
Have you guys ever had any gay experiences? Mark Norman, you must have. You
what
touch everyone,
mean?
Mark.
Well, I've touched everyone in here.
That's true.
You're a little grabby.
Mark, in college, did you at no point have any experience with it? No kiss?
Once a guy jerked me off for like a second on a limo bus.
Oh, wait. Jerked you off for a second?
Just a second.
So you were, it was like just... So wait, you let him get his hands down your pants, but only for two strokes?
Let me paint a picture here. I was,
Same place, everyone. Same
we're
place.
All friends here. So I was on a limo bus. It was some kind of a prom event, one of these Sweet 16, you know, crazy kids. And I was getting a BJ in one of the seats, And one of my friends was walking to that back bathroom in the bus, and he saw what was going on, and he gave me like a, hey, whoa, and then kept walking.
Wait. But the girl was blowing you, so he had to like push her head out of the way?
No, she had come up. She had come up for air or something. I don't know.
What a cooperative group.
It was a good group.
That is actually a really good... Are you still in touch with him? Is he still a friend of yours?
Yeah, but he joined the army.
Oh, and that's a true story. He's in Iraq. He's in Iraq right now.
What? So you don't think I could have been gay at some point?
I asked
just
both
jump
of you.
Right to him.
Mark is a little bit more hands-on than you, Matt.
That's true. Yeah, that's why we get along.
Yin and yang.
Well, how about you, in Northwestern? You were in a fraternity for a while. I'm sure there might have been something that happened.
Not a lot of gay stuff. I think one time I hit on what I thought was a woman, and it turned out that she was a man. Nothing happened, but just like the fact that I didn't recognize that for a while was a little bit disturbing. That's probably like as gay as I've maybe I'm actually so gay that I'm scared to express it in any way.
Right.
Sort of thing.
Was she transgender? Or was she just a very masculine?
I don't like to think about it.
Yeah.
She's who was that person? Not me. Right?
I think a particularly awkward experience when you think someone is transgender, and you know, you take the classes and you're like, all right, I'm gonna approach Nick and I'm gonna say, Nick, what? This happened to me once, in case it wasn't obvious. What pronoun do you prefer me to use, he or she? And then when you ask Nick, he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm a guy. I'm like, oops. Sorry about that, Nick. I feel really bad.
Brent Sullivan, bringing it back at us. And you know what? I learned some things in that interview I did not know.
Like what?
Your experiences.
You mean that I'm bi?
I don't think you're bi. Well, no, you're open-minded.
All right. Well said.
No, everybody, are you bi?
No, I'm not bi. Come on.
You just it's a safe place.
Well, you know, I would tell you.
It seemed like a very friendly group that you were in at the time.
It was very friendly, and I like that, because we're all friends here.
You're not one to ruin the good vibes of a room.
That's how much I want to be liked. If some guy comes on to me, I'm going to flirt.
Well, if by flirt you mean let him grab your penis in his hand, then yes, you are quite a flirt.
Well, if it makes him happy, I'll do it.
Well, on that note,
I think
we've gone through. We're all friends here. How was the first show for you, Mark?
I loved it. I can't wait for the next one.
All right, and podcast, we'll see what happens,
we'll
right?
We'll see what happens.
All right, well, thanks for listening, and check back for the next episode. Once a month we'll do this, all right?
All right, Matt.
Have a good night, Mark.
Good night. What are we, the Smothers Brothers there on that ending?
Oh, that whole thing was ridiculous. Why can't I turn this off?